Includes freezes.
It's time.
And the Slotty scores!
For our weekly conversation with the voice of the Seattle Kraken.
The one-time bomb from the blue line.
Everett Fitzhugh.
On the power play.
All right, here we go. Our weekly conversation with Everett Fitzhugh, the voice of the Kraken, joining us right now on the radio show. Everett, how are you, pal? What's going on?
I'm doing well. I'm sitting here watching the rumble in the concrete jungle. That is New York City right now.
Unreal. Well, yeah. I mean, look, dude, and first of all, really, I should say, what's cracking?
What's cracking?
Is what I should be saying to you. But you mentioned it, the Capitals and the Rangers. What is it? 3-0 Capitals. And TJ Oshie's already got a couple of goals for the Caps. And his dad, Tim, who we met, Dick, when they won the Cup, he came by the studio and said hello. Sad to see him pass on, and just two things, the way TJ's playing for him tonight with two goals, number one, and then number two, you and I were talking off the air, how rare is it where you would see an NHL player get his father's initials on his teammates' helmets after he passes away?
You know, it just goes to show you what kind of influence that TJ Oshie has in that locker room and how much the guys respect him. Kraken fans are going to get to see a lot of that when players come here, the annual father's trip and just the way that players' fathers are so ingrained into that locker room along with the guys. So you're going to see examples of that when the Kraken start playing. And I think that just goes to show you how great of a teammate, how important he is to that team. And then also, you know, for him to do what he's doing right now, two goals in this game, and it's unfortunate that the tragedy sometimes often makes you kick things up into that next level. But, I mean, really special stuff under some unfortunate circumstances for TJ Oshie that we're seeing tonight.
Well, Everett, from TJ Oshie to a guy that plays hockey a lot differently than TJ Oshie, the Caps' Tom Wilson. $5,000 fine for another incident, and yet no suspension. Were you surprised not to see the suspension there for Tom Wilson, who's had a lot of run-ins and blindside hits in the past?
You know what? I was, simply because it's there's so many of them. The only reason why I can even imagine that Tom Wilson hasn't been suspended for, you know, multiple times is there really hasn't been, and correct me if I'm wrong, there really hasn't been anything that would be over the line egregious. There's been a lot of borderline things, a lot of, what are you thinking? Why are you doing that kind of stuff? But it's not like he's taking a stick and swinging it at someone, right? So when when you're looking at that Department of Player Safety, the only thing that I can even remotely think of is they probably feel like everything he's done has been walking that line on the border. That said, if you do it so often, there has to come a point where you say enough's enough. 100 minutes of penalties, 6 fights in the first 6 minutes does not happen tonight. If Tom Wilson gets a suspension, even if it's for one game, you don't have to suspend him for the rest of the year.
Yeah.
You don't need to suspend him for the playoffs. Just show that, you know what, we as the player safety department notice that this is a trend, this is a pattern, and while one individual incident might not be quote-unquote that bad, after about 6 of them, 10 of them, what's that number going to be when people can start realizing, okay, we need to take further action than just the suspension?
I guess my question would be, I mean, he punched Butch Navich in the back of the head as he's laying on the ice. If that doesn't warrant a suspension, you got to kill a guy in the NHL? I mean, honestly, what do you got to do?
Exactly. And also, too, playing devil's advocate here, you know, I've read a few things today that said, well, that was just the heat of the moment in the scrum. You know, Buchnevich was also jawing earlier. It doesn't matter. You know what I mean? I mean, we can find excuses for everything. So I think that if you give him at least a one-game suspension, should it be more? Probably. But you give him one game, tonight doesn't happen.
Everett, the odds are out for the next Kraken coach. And Softy and I always like to look at the odds.
Lord.
I'm the opposite of Han Solo. I want to hear about the odds.
The Gallant is your leader, basically even money. Boudreau at plus 250, Julien at plus 450, Nelson at plus 900. Do those sound about right to you?
You know, they sound right in that those are probably the top four names that you consistently hear. And this coaching conversation has been going on for, you know, years. Can we say years now?
Yeah.
And it's going to continue to go on until the Kraken hire a coach. But I think the one thing that has not wavered has been those four names, and especially Gallant, especially Boudreau, and especially Julien. I think all three still want to coach in this league. All three still feel like they have a lot to give in this league from a coaching perspective. They've all have had varying levels of success. You look at what Gallant did in Vegas, and now with Ron Francis coming out a few weeks back saying that he would probably prefer to have someone who's got NHL coaching experience, because it's a different animal in the NHL. And if you're bringing an expansion team up, you're building this from scratch. So having that NHL experience is going to be important and going to be crucial. So doesn't surprise me that here we are yet again. And those four names really are at the top of that list.
Hey, real quick before you go, we got a clock, we got a break, but we got like 30 seconds. You want to give a little bit of a shout out to Michael Hauser?
Yeah, so Michael Hauser, 28 years old, has spent the last number of years in the minors, 8.5 years in the minor leagues. He's played two American Hockey League games over the past 3 years. Born with a congenitive disease, had two club feet, had 16 surgeries before the age of two, made his NHL debut in goal for the Buffalo Sabres back on Monday, got the win, turned around last night, the next night, got another win. So 2-0 for the 2-0 for the 28-year-old rookie, good friend of mine. We've worked together for four of the last 5 years when I was in Cincy. Awesome human being, awesome person, and you never want to say that, you know, someone deserves something, because we obviously want to earn it, but he's earned it, he's been patient, and he definitely is deserving of everything that has come to him this week, and sounds like he's going to get a couple more games to close out the year. So good on Michael Hauser.
Yeah, beat a pretty good team on Monday, too, in the Islanders, man. So we will keep an eye.
Islanders.
We will keep an eye on him for sure. All right, dude, great stuff. Enjoy it. We'll talk in a week, buddy. Thanks, pal.
Sounds good, fellas. Take care.
You bet. Everett Fitzhugh, voice of the Kraken. Headlines are coming up, including history that was made, if you don't know, at T-Mobile Park today. Coming up next on Soft.